Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Small Business Advocate. One and only. And the world is happy about that. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm very excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I don't know what we'd do without her for the last almost 21 years. She's been an amazing resource for us. J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2019 is the new version of, how many now, 25 years? You started this when you were in elementary school?
20. Precisely.
Yeah. BarbaraWeltman.com, also Smooth Failing. That's an amazing book,
actually,
folks.
You've Big never Ideas seen. For Small Business.
There you go. Oh, that's right. The new website, Big Ideas for Small Business. Check that out, folks. We're talking, Barbara's been she's just been an amazing resource for us with regard to our tax planning and everything. Tax Cut Jobs Act, TCJA is the bill that was signed into law a year ago, December. This is the first tax return, the 2018 return we're doing right now, is the first one of that law. Now, it's not the first activity we've had, because many people have adjusted their withholding based on the law. But this is the first reconciliation of the first tax return from that law, right?
Yes, it is. Now, remember, they had promised we're going to have a postcard kind of return.
Right.
So what they did was they did dramatically reduce the size of the return, and they did that by pushing all the lines that used to be on the 1040 onto schedules. So instead of entering it directly on the 1040, they go on schedules. But basically, things haven't changed too much. And let's face it, everybody uses computers or paid professionals to fill in the returns. So where the entries go, that's really kind of irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter that much. But what is different and very important for owners of pass-through entities like you and I,
mm-hmm,
is the new qualified
LLC, sub-S's, and partnerships and sole proprietors. Yeah.
And independent contractors.
All
of the above, yes.
Yep.
We are entitled, if we qualify, for a deduction of 20% of our qualified business income, our QBI. And there is a new line on the tax return specifically for this entry, and it comes right after where you would put your standard deduction or your itemized deductions. So this new write-off it's based on your business, but it is a personal deduction. In other words, it doesn't reduce your business income. It doesn't reduce what you're paying self-employment tax on if you're self-employed.
But it's a write-off a write-off for what?
It's a write-off for your qualified business income. In other words, what passes through to
right.
you.
The 20% comes off of
it's
that.
It's up to 20% of that, yeah. So unfortunately, they made so many restrictions and limitations that if you're successful, you're not going to benefit from this.
Right.
So, if you're mildly successful, you're going to do well.
This is one of the parts that really has made me mad about the new law, because for the big companies, they got 21% no matter how much money they made. Their new tax rate is 21%. For you and me, as you say, if you're really successful, it didn't help you.
Well, exactly. And for going to their 21%, if you weren't very successful, you used to pay 15%. Now you're paying 21%.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's a little crazy all around. But this new QBI deduction is
Do you believe, based on your instincts and what you know about what's going on, do you believe in general that most small business owners will get some kind of a reduced tax bill out of this law?
Well, the projections are that 97% of all
right.
small business owners
okay.
will.
Right.
That's a pretty big percentage.
Right.
You only start to have issues if your taxable income is your taxable income. This means your income after your other mm-hmm. deductions is more than $157,500 if you're single, or $315,000 if you're married filing jointly.
Right.
And that's kind of a big number.
That's a big number, but still, you know, there are a lot of people out there who've worked all their lives.
They starved to death
for 20 years maybe. Finally, their business takes off and they get penalized. I mean, there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to fall in that category.
Well, particularly those that are in what is referred to as specified service trades or business.
Mm-hmm.
So accountants, attorneys, athletes, performers.
Are you officially going to not be able, as an attorney? But of course, you don't really practice as an attorney anymore, do you?
I don't practice, so I'm a publisher. That's what I.
Yeah, but are speakers and authors considered part of that group?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
But if you were practicing,
there is a category.
Go ahead.
Well, there is a category of if your skills are the basis of the business, and you get money for endorsements and that kind of thing. Then you fall into that category.
You could fall. See this, and again, I went off on this last year, and it's well known. I've written articles about it, so you can get my position on it. This is just an example, in my opinion, of how small business owners did not get a fair deal in this. But it's the law we got. And what else we need to know about? I'll tell you what. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a break. We come back. I'm going to see if there's anything else we need to know about the Tax Cut Jobs Act. After the break, say the website again. BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com.
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com. That's Barb's website. And you can find all of her books there, including Smooth Failing. Stay with us. It doesn't mean that much to me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.